Mobile integrated healthcare programs are no strangers to delivering meaningful care. Every day, community paramedics prevent crises, support patients at home, close care gaps, and address the non-medical factors that so often drive unnecessary utilization. However, as MIH leader Jamie Wilson emphasized during a recent national MIH conference, doing great work is only one piece of the equation. Jamie Wilson has helped develop collaborative care models with managed care organizations, accountable care organizations, and health systems across multiple states. Using that real-world experience, he shared a message both strategic and actionable. To build sustainable programs, MIH leaders must learn their team's true value and communicate it in a way that payers understand. Two perspectives: worth and value. One of the most important ideas Jamie put forward was the distinction between worth and value. Many MIH programs are highly effective, yet still struggle to secure sustainable reimbursement. They provide high-quality care, and their community greatly benefits, but their partnerships and contracts still fall through. The problem is that their impact, while great, is lost in translation. Everyone understands the team's worth, but the payers and health systems don't understand the team's value. Worth is the expertise MIH teams bring into the field. It is the clinical judgment, the home-based assessment, the medication review, the patient education, the gap closing, and the trust that community-based clinicians build over time. An MIH team's worth is what gains them respect, what gets them in the door for negotiating partnerships and contracts. Value is different. It is what partners can measure, what they use in their own problem-solving. It is reduced unnecessary utilization. It is improved chronic disease management. It is fewer avoidable transports, fewer preventable readmissions, better care coordination, and a more efficient use of healthcare resources. An MIH team's value is what seals the deal on their partnerships and contracts. Value, the language of payers and health system partners. A few common, measurable values in MIH include number of unnecessary 911 calls, ambulance transports, and ED visits, number of hospital admissions and readmissions, number of clinical quality gaps closed, measured with a standard system, such as HEDIS, average treatment compliance among a patient population, and various clinical longitudinal outcomes, such as lowered A1C results in diabetic patients. These value measures are familiar. In his presentation, Jamie made two points that may be less familiar, but that are crucial for communication with payers and partners. First, nearly all measurable values relate to cost, and while each payer and health system will have their own priorities, cost will always be a factor. For values like ambulance transports and hospital admissions, the cost is obvious. But even raising average treatment compliance relates to cost, since the more a patient accurately follows their treatment plan, the less prone they'll be to emergencies and readmissions. If an MIH team can present their work alongside a list of costs reduced, they'll have a much stronger position. Second, it's important to establish that your team is causing these values to change. On a case-by-case basis, this is straightforward, especially if you're working with referrals. It's on the scale of a county or state that things get challenging. Significant change is measured over months and years, and it's important to use value measures with a long history, though these are often hard to find. An important resource are the payers and partners themselves. They'll know their own costs and may have data from past years that you can compare with your current results. Establishing a scope of work. Collaboration is key. A major takeaway from Jamie's presentation was that communicating your team's value is much, much easier when you collaborate with your payers and partners from the start and establish a clear scope of work. The first things to establish are what value measures your partners want to see. This is familiar territory for MIH teams that work with grant requirements, but it's necessary for any partnership. Accurately reporting value measures for your work, including related cost reductions, can take a lot of effort. If the value measures aren't ones your partners care about, all that effort is wasted. It's also important to understand the terminology your partners use. Different health systems may use different terms to describe the same work. Even working with a single partner, the terminology may change over the years. Depending on the partner, even the term patient may change to something like member. Keeping your terms consistent keeps results from getting lost, and negotiations are much easier when you literally speak your partner's language. Jamie also emphasized that knowing your team's value helps you avoid undervaluing them. While collaboration should be the priority, knowing that your service will significantly reduce your partner's costs can give you the leverage to ask for the budget you need. A timely message for MIH leaders. Success in RHT. The question of how to move from promising to funded is a timeless one, but Jamie Wilson's message feels especially timely now with the increase in both available funding and reporting requirements. Over the next 5 fiscal years, the Rural Health Transformation Program, RHT, is set to provide $50 billion in funding for state initiatives to improve patient health outcomes, and all 50 states have been approved for some level of funding. The goals of the program closely align with MIH practices, including an emphasis on prevention, chronic disease management, substance use disorder treatment, mental health services, and technology-driven solutions, such as remote monitoring. The next 5 years hold great promise for rural healthcare in general and rural MIH programs in particular. However, the stakes are high for RHT reporting. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will periodically reassess a state's progress and will adjust funding based on certain checkpoints and policy commitments. If a state and its partners cannot show the value they've achieved, the funding may be reduced or cut off. In some circumstances, funding will be recovered. For MIH leaders, their teams, and their partners, the takeaway is clear. Success in RHT will belong to those that can deliver exceptional care while also communicating the value of that care in clear, consistent reports. The path forward. MIH teams already know the worth of their work. The next step is to learn its value, and to learn how to communicate that value to payers, health systems, and other partners. That means aligning with your partner's priorities, speaking their language, keeping clear records of measurable values, understanding how much your work reduces costs for your partners, and understanding the value of what your team brings to the table. Jamie's presentation was a strong reminder that the goal is not simply to provide worthwhile care. It's also to prove the value of that care in terms clear, measurable, and undeniable.